It is a Friday morning, and Brady, g'day.
Yeah, morning, boys. Morning, everyone.
Now, you got the latest COVID news?
Yeah, and again, it's not good. 35,000 plus cases here in the past 24 hours. So that's the biggest daily increase we've seen since the start of the pandemic. And in other news, the government has put some countries on the quarantine list, which means that you can go there, come back and not have to quarantine. So they're on the quarantine corridor, I should say. Iceland, if anyone's planning a little kind of festive, snowy trip up to Reykjavik and to see the glaciers and everything that goes on in Iceland, that's now on the corridor list. United Arab Emirates, if anyone wants a bit of sunshine in Dubai, perhaps. Israel as well, mainland Greece, and in the Caribbean, the Turks and Caicos. They all make it onto the UK quarantine corridor safe list.
Oh, hopefully if you want to go to Iceland, you'll enjoy that. Now, Dancing with the Stars, what's the latest there?
Yeah, so Strictly Come Dancing on the BBC is our version of that on a Saturday night and a Sunday evening. Very, very popular. What's happened today, one of the professional dancers, Katia Jones, has tested positive for COVID and is self-isolating. And unfortunately for her partner, Nicola Adams, they were the first ever same-sex dance couple on Strictly. That means Nicola Adams, she's the two-time Olympic boxing champion from Team GB. It means her Strictly journey is over. Her professional dance partner is now self-isolating at home, and Nicola Adams has to go home. And it's such a shame. I mean, it's just a brilliant, brilliant program, and a girl who has wanted to be on it for years, she's got there, and through no fault of anyone's, that couple are now out.
Not good at all. All right, mate, you'll be back with Ollie this afternoon. Thanks for your work this week. Enjoy your weekend. We'll talk Monday.
Have a great weekend, guys.